Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is December 2nd, 2017. My name is Aisha Chilcote. I am here with my aunt, Nancy Marie Chilcote Connor, at the Midwest Genealogy Center, located at 3440 South Lee Summit Road in Independence, Missouri. Today is December 2nd, 2017, and it is 10:12 a.m., and we're going to get started with an interview. Are you ready, Aunt Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. The first question I want to ask is, when and where were you born?
I was born in Kansas City, Missouri.
And where did you grow up?
Where? 1414 Highland.
Absolutely. Okay.
Kansas City, Missouri. Okay.
And what was it like as you were growing up?
Just a lot of fun.
Who were your parents?
Alberta and Philip Chilcote.
What were your parents like?
Very good parents and strict on some things.
Did you have a nickname?
Yes. They called me Nanny.
Nanny. How did you get that name?
That's something. Well, my father, one of his co-workers, they gave me their name, so after that, I've been called that ever since.
And did you have any siblings?
Yes. Ronald, Cookie, and Betty, Candy, Jesse, myself, Nancy, and Lewis.
Okay, and what were they like growing up, your siblings?
Oh, I can't be forgetting. They was a lot of fun.
Where they were a lot of fun. Did they ever get in any trouble?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, yes. See, where was it? Oh, yeah. A lot of trouble. Now, Lewis, me and him were so close together. My mother had one of old-time sewing machines. It was a foot pedal sewing machine. And I told him, I said, come here. And I had him to put his thumb underneath the needle part. And the needle went through his thumb. And then I turned around and did the same thing. So what I had him do, I did it. And he cut my hair off. I had long hair. He cut one of my pigtails off. We was playing barbershop, so I cut one big bald spot in his head.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we played outside, and it was always me and him getting into something. And he took a brick and hit me in the head.
Oh,
I picked
my.
Up a brick and hit him back in the head.
Was that the worst thing that
you
ever did?
Yeah, that was the worst thing towards him.
Okay.
We just, you know.
Just playing as kids.
Just playing as kids.
Yeah. Did you have any favorite stories from your childhood you want to share?
Oh, yes. I had things that I really loved to do back then. I used to love play jacks, play in the yard. I had two chickens. I used to play with the chickens, and one of them died, so I just buried him on, you know what I'm saying? But we used to take beer cans and make horseshoes out of them and walk up and down the sidewalk.
Oh, how did you do that?
We just took the can and bent a hole, just took our foot and bent, you know, just bent them, uh-huh. And then we just walk up and down the sidewalk just making all kind of noise.
Making noise. What schools did you attend?
I went to W.W. Yates.
Okay.
It's not in existence anymore, but that was a grade school that I went to.
And who was your best friend? Did you have a best friend at school?
No.
No, okay. You were just close to your little brother?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask some questions about marriage and partnership. How did you meet your husband or husband?
Oh, I really met him through a friend of mine. A friend of his, one of my lady friends, a woman that we went to school with. I met my husband through a friend of his because he was in the service, and that's how I met my husband.
Okay. Did you have any favorite stories from your marriage about your husband?
Oh, yes. I was in the kitchen cooking one day, and he came in and just meddled with me, and I had some cabbage on the stove. So what I did, I picked the cabbage up and threw it at him. Then I picked it back up, washed it off, and put it back on the fire. That's what we had for dinner.
And did you guys have children together?
Yes, we had five daughters.
Five daughters, and what were their names?
Phyllis Ann Connor, Deborah Marie Connor, Teresa Connor, and Diane Connor.
Okay, and can you tell me something unique about each one of your children?
Well, let me see, what can I say? Well, they all good young girls. That's the best I can say. And they're very respectable.
That's awesome. Any grandchildren?
Oh, yes. I have seven grandchildren. And I have 19 great-grandchildren.
Wow. Do you want to say their names now?
Ooh.
Tell me all the kids. We can start with the grandchildren first.
Okay, there's Michael Lee. That's Raphael. That's Anthony. There's Larice. There's Kevin. There's Joshua. And there's Matthew.
Awesome. And then how many great-grandchildren you said?
19.
Let's hear the names of those.
Where did we start? Haley, Jordan, Tristan, Caden, Jordan, Peyton, Cameron, Romeo, Jordan, Phoenix, Destiny, Larice, here's another, Michael, and what's his other name? What's that baby's name?
Amir.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to shift gears a little and talk about your working. What did you do for a living in terms of work?
I worked at KU Medical Center in environmental services. A lot of people don't know what environmental services are. It was in housekeeping. And I worked in a bone marrow unit. That's where patients come in, you know, have bone marrow transplant. Patients that had cancer, they did a bone marrow.
Yes.
And I worked in that unit for 16 years.
Wow. How did you get into that line of work?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. My mother always taught us, whatever you do your best. So there was other women in housekeeping. They wanted this position. There was only two rooms. And I guess my performance, when I did my work, they said, well, we want Nancy. So I did what I had to do. I stayed there. I just did whatever. And I just always did a good job.
That's awesome. Sounds like you had an amazing
work ethic. And also, they did a video.
Of you?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was in the room. Because, see, the room, the patient was only, I was actually the only person that could go in the room. The patient, unless the patient got sick, then they had to break the ice because it was a sterile isolation because it had a bubble. And as I went in, the nurse would pass everything to me. Everything had to be sterile. You had to scrub up a 3-minute scrub. You could not wear no fingernail polish. You could not wear no jewelry, no nothing. But it was, and I met so many wonderful people.
Awesome.
From children to an adult. You know, I just love my job. And I did that for like the 16 years, and after that I told my boss, I said, you know, I said, I've been here for 16 years. I said, I'm ready to move on. Let someone else work these weekends. So he got me another job at a renal dialysis. It's on Rainbow, and I was the only person there.
At the dialysis.
And I cleaned up, and you know, I looked at those patients, they come in there, and you know, when you're at home by yourself and you don't have anyone to talk to, I made it my business. I talk to everybody in there, made them feel comfortable.
That's awesome.
And this one little lady, she told me, she said, you know, I have a mother, my mother's at home, she must be about 80, almost 90 years old, and she loved to watch TV, but the TV played out. So I got to thinking, when I left work, I told my daughter, Sandra, I said, we're going to go to Walmart. I'm going to buy a TV. I went and bought a TV for her. I took it to work the next day. So I told the receptionist, I said, now when she gets ready to leave, she going to wonder, well, what is this? And I said, just tell her some fish I brought her anyway. She was so happy because I didn't want her to know that I had a TV because I didn't want the other patients to be getting mad, you know, upset.
Yes.
So she said, next day when I saw her, she said, thank you. My mama was so happy. That was the goodness out of my heart. And I just loved all of them.
I just got goosebumps. That's awesome.
I loved all those people.
Yeah, and you know, I was just thinking about the work as you were talking about it, and it's so important. Patients that need a bone marrow transplant or even dialysis.
That's right.
So the importance of having those rooms cleaned, I mean, you just helped a lot of people just by that.
I enjoyed my job. And that's at awesome. That last go around from dialysis, and I said, well, it's time for me to move on. And I said, that's when I told him, I said, I'm retired. But I miss them.
How long have you been retired?
15 years.
15 years now.
But I had a good job.
And I'm going to shift a little bit and ask about religion. Can you tell me about your religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs?
Baptist,
mm-hmm. Okay. And what traditions, if any, have been passed down in your family?
To be responsible, mm-hmm. be able to take care of yourself, raise your kids to be responsible and be able to stand on their own two feet and be able to take care of their siblings and do for others as you would do for yourself.
That's great. It's wonderful. Can you tell me who were your favorite relatives?
Oh, Celestine Hawkins. She's not here, but she's not with us anymore, but she was my favorite sister-in-law.
Okay. And tell me about yourself, favorite pastimes, food, music, anything like that.
I love to work outside.
Outside for some.
I cut my yard.
By yourself?
I raked my yard. I had someone to do it for me one time after I lost my husband. I said, I got to get out here and learn because I wasn't going to be paying this money. I didn't do it right the first time, but the second time I got it right. Raked the yard. Then I start sweeping the yard. When I got through cutting, I would sweep the yard, and it was just perfect. And I would not let no one walk in my yard. And if the mailman could not walk in my yard, and if someone smoked cigarettes, you do not throw no cigarettes in my yard. If you didn't have an ashtray, put them in your pants. You know, your cup of your pants. And I love outdoors. I love music.
Tell me your favorite kind of music.
Blues.
Ooh, I love blues.
I love
too.
Blues. And I like beer. Mm-hmm. I love me some beer. And I just love live. I'm just thankful and blessed to be here that I can wake up in the morning and get out there and cut the yard. My daughter said, Mama, 6 o'clock, this is too early. I said, you know what? It's older people in this yard, in the neighborhood. If I'm up, they should be up too. And if not, too bad.
Do you have any favorite sayings or like a mantra or just something that you live by? You mentioned being responsible.
Oh, yeah, I'm very responsible for everything. You know, like I say, I'm thankful when I wake up and I be responsible. And I have taught those kids, all my daughters, to be responsible.
That's good. It's wonderful. What was the happiest moment of your life?
Oh, what was the happiest? What can I say? Well, I guess I was happy when I had all the little girls.
You had 5 bundles of joy.
Yeah, I sure did.
Can you tell me about the saddest moment of your life?
Oh, when I lost my husband. And then when I lost my mother and my father.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Because I was
young.
My husband was 43, and I think I was 35 when we had just moved into our house. In 77, he had a stroke. And so at the time he was in the hospital, and I had to oversee everything. And Lord blessed us to get in that house, because he always said that he wanted us to be stable with the 5 girls. So we was able to move in the house. I think he got the chance to see it maybe 1 year, and that was it. So, mm-hmm. But I did what I had to do. And the blessing of my mama, keep your head up, you got a mama, and you know, if you need help or whatever, you know, I'm here for you. And I raised all 5 of those girls by myself.
Yes, you did.
And I always said, with all those girls, no man ever came into my life. Mm-hmm. And I was not about to get married to nobody, you know, over my daughters.
Wow.
And up to this day, I'm still a single woman. I would never get married at this late date.
Aww. What a blessing to have five daughters. Who has been the biggest influence on your life?
The biggest influence. Well, for one thing, the Lord.
Yeah. And what lessons did that person or did the Lord teach you? What lessons?
Teach me to be strong. Mm-hmm. Keep my head up regardless of what. Be strong and think positive. Don't think negative about anything because the Lord's always, he's going to take care of you anyway. So yes, you just have to just be strong. And don't worry about nothing because worry will take you up out of here. Just come, whatever's going to be, we have no control over it. Only one that has control is the Lord.
So this may be a little redundant, but what are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I guess most important thing. I'm just thankful to be here.
Yes. Are there any words of wisdom that you'd like to pass along to me?
Just wisdom. Just be strong. Mm-hmm. Always keep a good mindset. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself. My kids take care of themselves and be strong, you know, for one another. Mm-hmm. And not just the family. Just try to be strong for other people that really need
the strength.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. And last question. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, as a jolly mother, a good mother, just a very good mother. And I want them to always remember that I raised them the best I could, the best I knew how, and I was blessed. I got them all through school.
Yes, ma'am.
All five of them. I didn't take no mess from them. I wouldn't say that I was really strict, but I didn't have no problems out of them.
Okay. Well, we're at the conclusion of our interview, so I just want to read in summary that. Or first, I want to ask, do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. So in summary, this has been an interview between Aisha Chilcote and Nancy Marie Chilcote Connor. And I want to provide your birthday on here. Can you say what your birth date is?
May the 14th, 1943.
So this has been an awesome opportunity to be able to sit with my aunt, to ask her questions, to get to know her better, and I'm most grateful for this. So Nancy Marie Chilcote Connor is the paternal great-granddaughter of Felix Chilcote, who was born 1852 to 1884, and Alice Oliver, born 1848, who lived to 1924. She is also the paternal great-granddaughter of George Ware, born 1833, who lived to 1879, and Laura Barker, who was born 1838 and lived until 1923. Nancy Marie Chilcote Connor is also the paternal great-granddaughter of Louis Chilcote, who was born 1877 to 1940. And Nancy Ware, who was born 1869, who lived until 1936. Nancy Marie Chilcote Connor is also the maternal great-granddaughter of James Lennox, born 1865. She is the maternal great-granddaughter of Joshua Chastain, 1860, and Julia Pittman, born 1873. Great-granddaughter of Albert Lennox, 1885, who lived to 1915, and Lenora Chastain, born 1892, who lived to 1954. Daughter of Philip Chilcote, born 1914, who lived to 1962, and Alberta Lenora Lennox Levy Ballard Chilcote Farnsworth, who was born 1910 to 2000.